Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. Our call-in line is 1-877-932-9766, but if you would like to have get in contact with me, you can have your Gmails read by doing this, 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will, if I get a chance to read your Gmails, particularly if they forwarded to me. Okay, don't forget that we are accepting donations for hour number 2. TalkTainmentRadio.com will cover the first hour, but we need the donations for the second hour, and we appreciate you who do donate, and for those who continually donate, but there are new people all the time. So all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and you'll see a gold donate button right there. Just hit that and donate whatever amount that you want to do so that we can continue the great work that Mr. Fuller is doing. Today's topic being Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2019, will be the proper use of time and energy. And we will have Mr. Fuller address that. And, of course, your calls, and then I will read your Gmails. Okay, I think that's all the housekeeping we have to do. I forgot to do this. You can call in, as you know, by calling 1-877-932-9766. We are also on YouTube, so all you have to do is go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, then you will type in the word radio, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and then you are there. Hit the subscribe and like button right there. You can also go to the facebook.com/Talktainment, and you can hear the entire replay of the programs, the full 2 hours. You can do that. Okay, and also you can go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage, just click on programs or listen live actually, and then you're there, and hit the subscribe and like button there. Okay, let's get out of the way here. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And as our usual custom is, we start off by saying, good morning, Mr. Fuller, and how are you?
Good morning, I'm still learning.
Okay, you're coming in very loud and very clear, which is good. Okay, Mr. Fuller, you've often mentioned time and energy, and for those of you who have the code book, the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, on the revised expanded edition, you can go to page 59 to follow Mr. Fuller. It is up on the screen right now as I speak. But we are going to be coming in that and have Mr. Fuller expound and express his thoughts on the use of time and energy. Mr. Fuller, When you have mentioned that time and energy, just for those who are new to the program, and just to be clear, what are you speaking of, sir?
I'm speaking of the use of time and energy, and I define that as what basic economics is. Your time and your energy. Time. Time is something that everybody is given when they are born.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, in more or less degree, is given some type of energy. Babies come into the world with some type of energy on their own. Once the cord is cut, the baby is energized on its own. And the baby has time. The baby is born at a certain time. So we all come here at a certain time, and we leave here at a certain time. So during that time, you're supposed to be, well, you will be using energy. And so it comes down to how are you using the time and energy that you are given? And I underline the word given, G-I-V-E-N, because that's what we're given. It's a gift. We didn't do anything to get it. A mother will be carrying her offspring, standing in the rain, on her way to work, maybe, because she hasn't reached the time for the baby to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world, all over the world, as we know it, there are ladies who have to work right up to the time that a child is born. Now, that child, most of them, run a term of about 9 months. I talked to a white person once who said, well, are you around here talking about, you know, this and that and race issues and all like that? And nobody never gave me nothing. I never had nothing. I never had no kind of support. And so I said, well, what you said is not true. Because you, if under normal conditions, you had at least 9 months in which you got a free ride. You weren't doing anything to earn anything, but you were being well-fed, well-taken care of, because, and the evidence is, I'm looking at you. You're here. So somebody did something for you for at least 9 months. Now, after that 9 months, they probably didn't do anything. But I tend to believe that a lot of people have helped you do a whole lot of things before you came into the world and after. And he had to kind of chuckle himself, because that was what? That was true. Time and energy. We're all given that. Now, it comes down to how are we supposed to use it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you look around. Babies look around. Babies are very curious and whatnot. Want to know, you know, hey, I'm dropped off here. Now, what do I do? I'm here. So, I guess I'm supposed to be doing something. So at a certain point, the baby is supposed to look around and say, well, now, you know, I got to have this and I got to have that. How do I get it? The baby has to be fed at a certain point, has to learn how to feed itself at a certain point, maybe in most parts of the world. How do I go about doing that? So right away, we're faced with what? In the use of our time and energy. We're faced with problems. We could have been born into a world in which everything was already there, and at one time, according to some people who are Bible scholars, they said it was that way.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was born into a garden, and all you had to do is just walk around, and when you got ready to eat, just pick fruit off the trees and whatnot, because it was already there. You didn't have to nurture the trees. You didn't have to do anything with them. Everything was there, everything you needed. And you had shelter from the storm, because you were pretty tough people back in those days, I guess, understandably, because people didn't have clothes, but they didn't need clothes. The weather was always just right for the bodies that they had, I guess. I don't know. That's according to some what you call Bible scholars. have different opinions, and so, but that's another story. But the one thing that has manifested itself while people are here on this planet, and that is you're born into a world in which people are handed a whole bunch of problems. Now, the nature of the problem will be where you're born, who your progenitors were, the person who delivered you into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that person? Was that person on a mountainside? That person on a farm? Person in a city? Or you could have been born in what they call royalty. Someone at some point told you, do you know how lucky you are? You are born as a member of a royal family, and you will never, ever, ever have to want for anything. You don't have to lift a finger to do anything, because everything will be taken care of from the right from this moment. You are very lucky that you were born into this family this day. But then, down the road from there, a mile away maybe, as for an example, there's another person being born who is going to have to work and work and work and work and work, and I mean nonstop, and then probably drop dead at a very young age. They're destined to do this. Age 30, and they've worked themselves to death. And they're just a mile away from this person that was born who will never have to want for anything. So that's one of the first things you notice about this world that we're in. Some people have it pretty easy. Some people are born under circumstances where you have problems, lots of them, a whole ocean of problems. Sometimes people can predict that you're going to have problems. They say the circumstances that that person is born under, if they stay in those circumstances, oh, they are going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a hard way to go. So what are we talking about here? Time and energy, which is in the textbook for victims of racism, economics. That is the definition of economics, the use of time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you use it?
Okay.
So you use it to solve problems.
All right.
For most people who are on the planet.
Yes. Okay. Let's start with this before we go on. If you have page 59, Mr. Fuller, in the revised expanded edition, this is just so that we can be clear and then we can launch off from there. Beginning, let's say, in the middle of the page where it says, if you can read that, there's two paragraphs there that should be read here, the last two. Economics means, do you see that? Do you have that, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could you, people like to hear you read that and explain that. So,
okay, page 59 of the revised expanded 2016 edition of the textbook for victims of white supremacy, you have economics. Economics means the correct distribution of and or balance between all animals, persons, places, plants, things, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Economics, in the correct sense, is the sum total of all of the thought, speech, and our action used to produce maximum efficiency in revealing truth, and this even includes for animals and creatures and insects. They have to have maximum efficiency in revealing truth,
mm-hmm,
in order to have command of their environment. And then he goes on, revealing truth in a manner that promotes the establishment of justice and correctness in all areas of activity. Now, the justice would apply to people, of course.
Yes.
And correctness would apply to creatures.
Okay.
Of other species. Economics also means using all things, thought, speech, and our action with maximum efficiency with the objective of eliminating racism. Now, why would I start off saying that's what economics is, using maximum efficiency
in what you do and what you say, all your thinking, all everything that you say, in eliminating racism. Why make that one of the, or the priority in economics? You say, well, I'm taking economics in class, and they don't say anything about any racism, anything like that. We're talking about dollars and cents. So we're talking about pounds sterling. We're talking about gold and silver. We're talking about how to, you know, manage your finances with the banks and how to borrow money and how to trade goods. That's what we're learning. They didn't say anything about any time and energy being used to eliminate racism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a world in which you have racism, racism is the major problem in the world, according to counter-racist logic and the evidence. And what is economics? Time and energy, how you use your time and energy. So if that's the biggest problem in the world, you should be using your time and energy to eliminate racism, and not just eliminate racism, but also to replace it with something better. So, you know, otherwise, you might as well keep it if you can't find nothing better.
Yes.
But what would be better, theoretically? A system of justice.
Yes, sir.
Which means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go on with this second paragraph.
Yes,
economics does not mean simply acquiring, saving, and or spending money. Economics is not a tool of money.
Mm-hmm.
Money is a tool of economics. Economics is the result of people speaking and acting effectively in the production of justice and correctness.
Yes.
That's compensatory or real economics.
Yes, sir.
According to truth.
Mm-hmm.
It is not simply how money is handled that determines economics. It is a matter of how everything is handled and to what end. Economics pertains to how all time.
Yes, sir.
And all energy is used.
All right.
And that starts with when you get up in the morning. I mean, is it economical to when that food that you have on your plate right now, if you're somewhere where you're eating breakfast or dinner, or wherever in the world you might be, you say, is this an economical dinner or breakfast that I'm eating? Well, what would determine whether or not it's economical? It has to do with time and energy. You're using your time to eat whatever you're going to eat. And is that food that you're eating going to give you energy to get the things done that need doing? Or is it going to take away your energy? Now you got some, you might have a drink over there of what they call straight whiskey and whatnot. Well, now that might energize you in some kind of way, but you're talking about energy as it is used. Is that going to be constructive? Because every move that you make, you're making it with the use of time and energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you should be problem-solving, not problem-making, the use of your time and energy.
All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's several shows I'd like to share with you. Let's start with this one, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Now, that show, how about this one, Wiggins World, and this one here, All in the Family. All these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and there click on programs. And there you will find a list of all the programs that TalkTainmentRadio.com carries. Give it a sample. See how you like it. A lot of you apparently really love this program, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. You really love that. And the indications particularly with the Gmails that I get, you really like this show. So that's a good thing, which is another reason why you should make a donation to the second hour. I thought I would get that in there. But anyway, go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage and click on programs and select which one you'd like to sample and hear and so forth, and then hit a like and subscribe button. So all these shows are, again, are exclusive to talktainmentradio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic today is the proper use of time and energy. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com. Mr. Fuller, this comes from, my page just went out here. Let me see if I can get the back. Okay, Cepilo, and I did pronounce your name incorrectly, but unless you send me phonetically how to properly say your name. But anyway, Dalmany, he says this. Mr. Fuller, I watched Shawshank Redemption, but analyzed it. The main character had a problem in the area of sex and law. When he entered prison, he was very observant. He had quit drinking. He said, quote, get busy living or get busy dying. I'd like to refer the listeners to Papillon, true story, also similar to Shawshank Redemption. Mr. Fuller, did you notice that the main character had a problem in the area of sex and law when he entered into the prison?
Well, yes, in Shawshank Redemption, because the problem was he was, first of all, apparently he was in the prison because he was accused falsely and sentenced to double life sentence, if I remember, for doing what? For killing his spouse, all right? In a rage because he caught her with a golf player, and he was drinking while, you know, when he caught him. And so he testified that he didn't remember anything about what happened. He intended to kill him, intended to kill her maybe, and whomever she was with, but he didn't remember doing it. But that was his intention. And it turned out that he found out later in the movie that somebody else killed him while he was in a drunken stupor. All right? So apparently he was not what you might call a homosexual, because, you know, I guess, in the movie, because he had a spouse that he said that he loved very dearly. Okay, but in the prison itself, he was sodomized by force. And that happens a lot in prisons, I understand, particularly with young black males who go in. I mean, they just wait for them. they just line up and wait for them and say, oh, you're going to be mine. You're going to be mine whether you want to or not. You are going to be mine. I'm going to be your cellmate, and I'm going to do a job on you, and you ain't going to be able to do nothing about it. Sorry about that. You shouldn't have taken this trip in here. You should have thought about that when you got in this mess that you got into. But, I mean, hey, we all in here for something. So the law of the jungle is in here. So, hey, if you're tough enough to fight me off, more power to you. So this goes on, I understand, around the clock, everywhere, that you have prisons all over the world, okay? And so getting back to Shawshank Redemption, yes, I, from what I could see, he did have a sex problem, because when you're being forcibly sodomized, I mean, sometimes what they call gang rape, which Andy Dufresne in the movie was, he had a problem, but he figured out a way how to solve that problem, because he was tired of being treated that way, okay, which correctly so. So how did he solve it? He had to go use the power of the people who had put him in there and use them to defend him from the people who were raping him. And he did that by doing what? By getting in their favor. So that was his strategy. He worked out that strategy. I don't think, from what I can remember about the storyline, it wasn't, he didn't deliberately do it. He kind of fell into it, and he said, well, oh, yeah, in order for me to help them, help these guards, and I'm helping these guards with their taxes and whatnot, their income taxes, and helping them to save money, all the guards in the prison now, you know, I have a little industry going on here. And so in order, I have to be in good health, and they have to protect me in order for me to do favors for them, like do their taxes. So that's when the head of the guards took the chief sodomizer out of action by almost beating him half to death, saying, hey, you messing with my business now. Say, I don't mind you sodomizing Andy the Frame, but Andy the Frame is working for me. So if he's working for me and you are doing harm to him, I'm going to do a job on you.
Yes.
With this nightstick, which is what he did. Dragged him out of his, into his cell and proceeded to beat him with a billy club until he was incapacitated. Broken this, broken that. Actually, what was the line in the movie? According to Red, said Boggs, who was a sodomizer, spent the rest of his days eating his meals from a straw.
Yes.
That ruined his sodomizing business.
Yes, it did. Woo! Yes, it did. Yeah, okay. Well, so he got Andy Dufresne, ended up getting protection from being
sodomized. Yeah, but from protection from the very people who were imprisoning him and mistreating him. But see, he said, how can I get out of this? How can I get some relief? And so I can get some relief and get some relief even for Red and some of the other prisoners by having, doing little small things for the guards who are guarding me.
Yes. I'm going to hold it right there, Mr. Fuller. We got to take a break here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your podcast. And podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller finish his thought on that. And then we're going to read some of your Gmails. Phone calls are, you can call 1-877-932-9766. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
At least one in four businesses affected by a disaster, whether it's man-made or natural, never reopen.
Can you sign this for me, please?
Yet too many owners put off their company's disaster plan because they let too many day-to-day things get in the way.
Heavy fire showing from the ninth floor. Second alarm being...
Disasters are unpredictable, so visit ready.gov to make your company's disaster plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles. But the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cutter Brother Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income, and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And today's topic, being June the 12th, 2019, is the proper use of time and energy. Also in that, we will be taking your calls and your Gmails. And let's go right to the Gmails. This was from last week, but he brought it in for this week. Just to refresh you, Mr. Fuller, he had a question. The question was, how do I recognize for sure that a person is jealous or envious of me on the job? And then secondly, once I find out that they are envious or jealous, how should I behave with them so that all of their interactions, all of our interactions, have a constructive result? Should I be extra serious, or should I be even more polite and courteous? Then you answered his question, Mr. Fuller, so he is saying today, thank you, Mr. Fuller. I appreciate your answers, and I have follow-up questions as well. My follow-up question is, Mr. Fuller, when it comes to other people's motives, are you suggesting that I should not be concerned about others' thoughts and speech? Or should I just focus on the actions and not what leads to the actions?
You can focus on all of it, but how you react, you just center on one thing. Do the most constructive thing. Most constructive means what? Compared to what? Compared to anything that anybody in the same circumstances could ever do in a million years. This is what real codification is about. Try to think of what is the very best thing that not just me, but any person in these circumstances could possibly do in 10,000 years of looking through everything that you can possibly do in that length of time, and try to come up with the best response to what you do in every circumstance. That's basic codification. The most constructive thing that you can do.
Okay.
And it calls for some thinking. That's mm-hmm. all. You just look at what's going on and mm-hmm. say, now, what I'm going to do, my reaction to this, is going to be so constructive that no one in the next 1,000 years will be able to do it better. Okay. Now, that takes some thinking.
Yes, sir.
I mean, some serious thought. If you're going to outdo someone faced with these same circumstances, and you, in 1,000 years, they will never be able to top what you are going to do in the next 5 minutes. No person will ever be able to do it, because that will be the very best thing. See, not just something that's a little bit better, or something that's, well, it is a slight improvement, or, you know, it is doing the best you can, I mean, in a whimsical manner and whatnot. No. Before you make a move, before you say anything or do anything, say, now, when I say this, or when I do this, in the next 1,000 years, no one will be able to do it better than what I just did 2 minutes ago, or what I'm fixing to do 2 minutes from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It will never be done better.
Okay.
That's it. But always stay in the constructive mode. Don't look so much at who the personalities are. Don't get drawn into people's personalities. Just look at what's being done, and look at, if it's something that shouldn't be done, look at the remedy for taking care of that situation.
Okay.
What's the best thing that you can do, considering what you have the power to do.
Okay.
And then do it.
Now,
or say it. Might be something you have to say.
Yes, sir. Okay, he goes on to say this, concluding that he says, Mr. Fuller, would it be constructive to attempt to avoid or solve the problem before it gets to the action?
Yes, well, you're supposed to be in a problem-solving mode all the time. That's what we were born for. I started off this program saying that. That's basic economics, the use of time and energy.
Basic economics.
Problem solving. Yes, that's basic. That goes without saying. That's not an option. You say, hey, how do I solve this problem? And solve it by going through a procedure that will never be topped by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you died and came back 1,000 years from now, and you saw somebody faced with that same problem, that it would, if they did it the way that you did it 1,000 years before then, that would have been the best way, because nobody's figured out a way to do it better than you did it, than you did 1,000 years
okay
before. That's the way you look at it.
Okay.
How can I go about handling this particular situation in such a way that nobody will ever do it better?
Okay.
And then what I'm fixing to do in the next 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. I have two questions for you myself. The first one is this right here. I noticed, Mr. Fuller, that you say, I don't know a lot. I was asked, Ashes, why do you say I don't know a lot?
Well, I say that every time I'm on the program. I start off saying, you know, good morning.
Yes.
I'm still learning.
Yes.
That means I don't know a lot. I don't know a lot of anything. I don't know enough of anything, really. You're talking about, someone asked me on a program earlier. I don't know if it was this program or another one. But I think I've said it on this program. Somebody said, could I name some of the mistakes that I've
made? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And that was just on this program.
I believe, right? It was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my answer was what? It was everything I've ever done was a mistake. Why? Why do I say that?
Yes.
Because I have not accomplished what I should be accomplishing with my time and energy on this planet that's been given to me. And that is replacing the system of racism with the system of justice. Now, somebody might ask, well, why would you think that a job like that is your duty, Neely Fuller? Why do you think that you got to replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice? Because that's my assignment. That's why.
Okay.
And anything that I do that does not accomplish that is a mistake. A mistake. As relative to what? The use of my time and energy. I'm here to solve problems. That's the biggest problem on the planet. Racism is the biggest problem on the planet. According to whom? According to the evidence and logic. That's what I'm going by. Now, if somebody sees a bigger problem than that, I want to know about it.
Okay.
Because I'll be working on that. because you always start with the biggest problem
mm-hmm.
and then work down to the small one.
So you're saying the evidence and the logic suggest that racism, white supremacy is the biggest problem on this planet?
On the entire planet called Earth.
Okay.
Other planets, that might be other problems.
Okay.
But why? Because you can't solve any problem among people on this planet without solving the race problem.
Okay.
That's how I started out, thinking that you can get around the racism, I mean, you know, just on your day off, I mean, you know, and deal with that, that type of attitude and whatnot. But then I found out that if you are a non-white person, and most of the people on the planet are classified as non-white.
That's true.
And those people have problems. Well, since they're classified as non-white, who did this classifying and for what purpose?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, somebody who's getting something out of it. Because people are not supposed to be classified, I mean, according to how they're going to be treated, according to color. But somebody thought that up. And it became something called racism in the form of white supremacy. And it has plagued this entire planet and contaminated all areas of activity 24/7 for everybody who is breathing on the planet in 2019. Contaminated what? Economics, the use of people's time and energy.
Yes.
Education, completely contaminated. People keep arguing about education based on what? Whether or not people have the ability to learn? No, that's not it. Well, what color you are will determine how much education you're going to get.
That's also true.
Yes. I mean, and what you're going to have to pay for that education, just to learn a little bit about how to function on the planet. And so who calls these shots? The white supremacists.
Yes.
The usual suspects. They tell you, you got to pay to learn. Well, pay whom? Pay me. All right.
Yeah, that's true.
What price do I have to pay? Whatever price I set for.
Wow. Yes.
All right. Now, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. The white supremacists, racism dominates all of these activities. Anything political, anything in the area of religion. People can't agree on religion, mostly on account of what? The color question.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you know, well, wait a minute now. How many people are going to be, if you're talking about Christianity, how many dark-skinned people are going to show up?
Ooh.
All right, at this religious meeting?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, we got to have a quota or something here. I mean, you know, things will get out of hand. Because, you know, we don't worship the Lord. We don't worship God. I mean, alongside any dark-skinned people, we have to go to the other side of town and do that,
mm-hmm.
and then come back and tell them what the gospel is.
Mm.
See, it contaminates everything.
Yes,
the color question contaminates everything.
Yes.
Politics, you name it.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question, but I'm going to do it after we do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Simply download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. But it is at this time that we specifically set aside for Mr. Fuller to talk about, for those of you on TV or on YouTube, to this book right here. This is what we want Mr. Fuller to talk about, and this is the book that I am suggesting that you purchase and read it, put it on your coffee table, and then share it also with other people. This book right here, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, it's up on the screen for those of you who are on YouTube. Mr. Fuller, please speak to your book here for a couple of moments here.
Well, the book is basically about problem solving. Now, it's all about racism. That's what the book, you know, that's the focus.
Yes.
In the form of white supremacy. And it's for the victims of racism. What to do, what not to do.
Yes,
what
sir.
What to say, what not to say.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of suggestions about what to think. Because you're supposed to think before you do or say anything on the planet every day. You're supposed to do some thinking. You just don't you shouldn't just jump up and do this anything, any kind of old way, and just hope that it works out. I mean, you should be scientific in every move that you make. When you're talking to someone, what do I mean by scientific? I mean, you talk to someone in such a way, regardless of whether it's a white person or a non-white person, male, female, or whatever, in such a way that you get the most constructive results out of what you're doing. And when you act, you get the most constructive results. Because anytime you're doing anything constructive, if you're a person who is classified as non-white, you are opposing racism. Because a non-white person is never supposed to do anything that is constructive without a person who is classified as white officiating over that constructive activity. That's one of the laws of white supremacy. That's one of the roots. That's the main thing. A person classified as black is always supposed to be in a stupid mode, doing things stupid when they're off, you might say, on their own time. But they're really not on. None of us are on our own time in the prison system called the system of white supremacy. But the book is supposed to help you to navigate through this system in such a way that ultimately you replace the system with a system of justice if you're a person of color, and move on to be universal man and universal woman in correct harmony with the universe in every area of activity. That's the way it should have been for everybody, white, non-white, male, female, everybody, small infants and whatnot, everybody in tune with the very best that the universe has to offer in the most constructive manner. That's the kind of wavelength we ultimately want to get on and lead it that way. But you can't do it in a world where people are going at each other based on what color somebody is. And so this book is designed to help the people who are victims of this system to eliminate this system and replace it with a system of justice and correctness and peace, ultimately. Universal man, universal woman. Mm-hmm. That's what the volume is for.
Yes, sir.
You can get it by going to producejustice.com. And it's addressed to the individual person, what you can do each and every day to bring about this goal. And you don't apologize for heading for that goal. You just tell people that's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's logical. It makes sense.
Yes.
People who will push back and argue against it, a lot of non-white people will say, oh, I don't want to be bothered with this race thing. Well, the race thing is going to be bothered with you, but people have asked me, well, how do you get black people interested in having that kind of focus? You don't have to. The white supremacists will get them interested in having that kind of focus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all they got to do is just keep doing whatever it is they're doing. The white supremacists, if you're a person of color, will let you know you ain't going no further. All right?
Yes.
Why are you not going any further in what you're doing if it is of any constructive value? Because I said so, that's why. All right, now it's time to look into the book that you can get by going to producejustice.com. It's only when you or someone you're associated with has a problem that you can't seem to overcome. If you look around, the people who can do the most to solve that problem is going to be somebody classified as white. You can almost guarantee that.
Okay. All right, producejustice.com. Okay, in the remaining moments that we have here in the first hour, I was in a discussion group, and we were discussing the movie When They See Us. I believe it's on Netflix, and of course the question came up, I wonder if Mr. Fuller has viewed this. I don't know if you have or not, Mr. Fuller, but I'm going to suggest that, particularly concerning the subject that we always talk about on this program, racism, which is white supremacy, I'm going to suggest, Mr. Neely Fuller, if you haven't seen that, movie, and it's a four-part documentary about something that really happened. I want to suggest that you, if you haven't seen it, that you do see that so that we can have a conversation about that or some type of dialogue, because many people are asking, have you seen it? Of course, I use that, well, I don't know, because I don't know if you have or not. I think that you have heard of it. There's been a lot of talk about it in the media, so in social media. But first of all, have you seen the documentary?
What is the name of the documentary?
When They See Us.
Oh, yes, I've heard of people talking about that recently, but I have not seen it.
Okay. I want to suggest, Mr. Fuller, that you do have an opportunity, you know, to see that so that we can have a dialogue, because I've had many questions on that, but I know that since you haven't seen it, you really can't make a logical statement or statements on that because you haven't seen it. You don't know what it's about, but you did live through that and probably saw some headlines when the events did happen. So I want to suggest that sometime in the future that you do look at that so that we can have a dialogue, because I have a bevy of questions that or people want to ask you, but they can't because you haven't seen it, and you're not going to make a comment on something that you haven't seen. So When They See Us, it's on Netflix. If you get the opportunity to, and I have seen it, and whoa, boy, Mr. Fuller, yeah, I'll be interested in what you have to say about that. So when you get a chance, When They See Us, and we got to add that to, maybe we can add that to your list also.
When They See Us.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will definitely try to get around to doing that.
Please, sir, because I know you're busy, but please, sir. Okay, let's see here. A question came up about the people have heard you say this, make this statement, stand by your work. A question came up in the group, what about this, stand by what you say?
Same thing.
Okay.
That's your work. What okay. you say is a part of your work.
Okay.
When I say your work, work just means what economics is. And what is economics? Use of time and energy. That's work. Okay. So, you know, whatever you're doing, you stand by it. You say, I'm doing this, or I'm saying this. So you stand by your work.
And don't lie.
Right, right. In other words, and if you're doing something and somebody else is doing something different, you stand by the work that you're doing, and you make a distinction between the work that you're doing and the work that somebody else is doing so that you avoid what? Confusion. Don't mix up what somebody else is doing with what you're doing. If you have an opinion, say, this is my opinion. This is not the opinion of the person standing next to me. I'm going to give my opinion of what is going on or what these events or what I think should be done and what I think shouldn't be done. This is mine. Now, if you're going to quote someone else, see, you don't stand by the work that somebody else is doing. You just say, to somebody else said this. I say this, that somebody else said this. See, and don't get the two mixed up, because that causes what? Confusion. And this is very important, because the white supremacists always will exploit anything that they see that's going to enhance, that's going to increase the confusion in the minds of their victims.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening to the first hour. Stay tuned for the second hour. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.